This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. An Anchorage restaurant owner has found herself in the middle of a national debate involving trademark infringement and cultural appropriation. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell explains.
Tasha Gehele is really proud of her new restaurant.
I may be a little biased, but I think we make some of the best poke in Anchorage.
Kahele opened Aloha Poke Stop in April. In Hawaiian, the word poke means to dice, cube, or cut. It's a staple of Kahele's native Hawaiian culture. Another staple of that culture, the word aloha.
When you walk into a business that has aloha and you have native Hawaiian family working in it, you can expect that kind of spirit, that kind of food.
But just weeks after opening, Kahele got a letter from the Chicago-based Aloha Poke Company, which is owned and operated by non-Hawaiians. Your use of aloha and aloha poke must cease immediately, the letter read. A letter similar to Kahele's was made public after it was sent to another native Hawaiian business owner. That spread online, creating a massive angry uproar. The Aloha Poke Company has since apologized on its Facebook page. To those who care about Hawaiian culture, it said, quote, "We want to say to them directly how deeply sorry we are that the issue has been so triggering."
You know, it's hard to accept an apology that doesn't sound so genuine and it leaves out a lot.
On top of that, the company is still insisting it owns aloha and aloha poke when used in connection with restaurants, catering, and takeout service.
Hawaii has been commercialized and colonized, and our culture has been appropriated in so many ways.
Customers, Kahele says, will come into her shop and ask about her traditional style of poke.
They're like, "Oh, the Hawaiian style poke, does that have pineapples in it?" And I'm like, "No, it has a very traditional nut base, kukui nut base, that makes it Hawaiian."
Kahele's restaurant shows off her traditional food and native culture. It's also a family business, which is why Kahele chose to rename her shop Lei's Poke Stop after her daughter. Lei is standing behind the register.
If at another time we have to fight anyone for the word Lei, that's
good luck.
Good luck. My daughter said good luck.
For National Native News, I'm Emily Russell.
A bill to enhance penalties under the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act has been introduced by Representative Todd Rokita. The Indiana congressman says the bill would hold academics accountable to tribes when they violate federal law. Earlier this year, the federal government fined Hamilton County Parks for NAGPRA violations. Archaeologists reportedly excavated thousands of items, including artifacts and human remains, from a site without notifying tribes. The bill would increase penalties and move the enforcement from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Portland State University announced this week it will offer a bachelor's degree in Indigenous Nations and Native American Studies starting this fall. According to the announcement, it's the first such major in Oregon after a years-long effort by students, faculty, and staff. A minor has been offered since 2002. The major was approved in June and will offer courses focused on tribal governance, sovereignty, and other Native issues. Students will also have the opportunity for community-based learning with tribes, Native organizations, and government agencies. The first graduates could receive degrees as early as spring or summer of next year. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports a plan to transfer bison from Yellowstone National Park to the Fort Peck Reservation in Montana by the end of the year may face a delay. A park official says the transfer is uncertain due to concerns if the bison will be disease-free. 89 bison are being quarantined. The tribes were reportedly left out of discussions. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com. Support by AARP. At AARP, we create and connect you to unique tools and programs to help you save money and tackle the issues that matter most to you, your family, and your community. What we do might surprise you. More at AARP.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.